McDowell native Sabrina Schrader is featured in the documentary The First 1,000 Days, Investing in West Virginians When It Counts, a West Virginia Public Broadcasting documentary. We first heard from Schrader when she shared her story in 2013 of how a program called Upward Bound provided resources that helped her to graduate from college after a difficult and abusive childhood. She was working as an Upward Bound coordinator at Concord University. Things have changed since then.
It's really changed my life. Speaking out and trying to find out who I need to get involved with.
When you say the word poverty, people usually get squeamish, but not Sabrina Schrader.
They think there's no help for us, and they pity us, and they feel sorry for us. Well, I feel sorry for them because if they couldn't make it, they can't make it without their cell phones and their internet. Well, I know how to make it in the mountains, and I know how to make it without all this stuff. Now, I don't choose to make it without it. It does make life easier and more convenient, but I can make it, and it's not the end of the world for me. I mean, we hardly watch TV. We just don't buy into all this consumerism.
The term poverty is often associated with a stigma, something to be ashamed of, and often associated with laziness. Well, it's complicated, and this story won't cover it all or even scratch the surface of the challenges and complexities of even Sabrina Schrader's life. It's a glimpse into a world and conversation that's normally taboo.
Yeah, well, I think there's good and bad in everything. You know, yeah, I had a hard childhood, but, you know, I don't want people to feel sorry for me. I want them to come together and work and change things for kids in West Virginia so that no kid has to go to bed hungry or that no kid hears their parents worried about how in the world are they going to pay the electric bill.
Schrader grew up in a home where she heard more than her parents worrying about bills. She says sometimes arguments turned violent.
My mom tried to protect us because she told me that when I heard my dad start fighting with her, to run. And we did. I have three younger siblings, and so many times I would hear my dad hitting my mom, and I would gather my three younger siblings, and we would climb out the window, and we would just run.
Schrader tells her story to give hope to folks struggling in poverty and to raise awareness about resources that might exist to help those people, people like her parents.
I just don't want people to hate my parents because they tried their best. They did their best with what they knew, what they had, and what they knew how to do it with. And they never got what they needed. So how in the world was they ever supposed to give me what I needed? They just couldn't do it. And I don't hate my parents. I love them and I want to help. I want to help them and other people. Like, we need so much help in West Virginia and we're not getting it. We need mental health services that provide therapeutic interventions to help people cope and solve their problems. And especially in Southern West Virginia.
Today, Schrader has become an advocate for folks in McDowell and people struggling to get out of poverty. She also agreed to be in The First 1,000 Days. The documentary emphasizes the importance of the first 3 years of life, how rapidly the human brain develops during that time, and also the challenges low-income parents face.
How do you feel that your first 1,000 days were?
Oh, I bet they were really hard. I was born 3 months early. The doctors tried to get my mom to abort me. I can't imagine what my mom was going through. Here she was, 16, pregnant with me, and the doctors was telling her I wasn't going to be born alive, and she was going to die having me. So I was born without eyelashes, fingernails, hair. I had jaundice. I was in incubator for 2 months.
And things weren't just rough at home. Schrader's childhood friend since Head Start, Heather Wingate, remembers having to defend Sabrina when she was picked on or even attacked at school.
You know, she was a little different. Like I said, she was more a lover, not a fighter type person. And, you know, even though she really didn't do anything to deserve how she was treated at times, kids still just give her a hard way to go. And, you know, she was really smart and, you know, into a lot of the books and everything. And that could be maybe a reason why, but I don't know. Sabrina's just a wonderful person, and I know she has a good heart.
Things have changed for Sabrina Schrader. She's no longer working as an Upward Bound program coordinator. During the election, she helped get folks registered to vote for the Our Vote, Our Future campaign. Today, she's without a solid job, but she's passionate about continuing her role as an advocate.
A lot of people wanted me to shut up. I mean, I had been taught not to talk about being poor, not to talk about your religion, and not to get involved in politics. And I have done all that. I believe it's the right thing to do.
Schrader was pursuing a master's degree, but she says health issues over the past year have forced her to quit graduate school.
My whole life, I feel like I've been set up to fail. I have tried so many different things, 5 or 6 different ways, and it still wouldn't work. I mean, like, there's so many different pieces to a puzzle, and then the puzzles keep changing, that it's almost impossible if you were born into generational poverty, it's almost impossible to get to the middle class if you're going to do what's good and right. Now, if you want to exploit people and use them and manipulate and sabotage, yep, I see people doing that. I do. But if you're going to do what's right, it's going to be almost impossible, especially if you don't have a support system that is more educated and more informed than you are.
Schrader is now a leader of the Our Children, Our Future campaign, an organization working to preserve families by providing the highest quality services that target behavioral health, cultural, and other related needs, according to their website. Schrader also advocates for more mental health services and spreading the word about programs that help families like parents as teachers, in-home family education, birth to 3, early Head Start, and Head Start. These resources are effective, but not all of them exist in many of the hard-hit communities in the state, like Schrader's. But Schrader is resilient, and she refuses to give up on her hometown.
I love this place. I'm a Christian Appalachian, and I was never taught to give up on anything. I was never taught to give up. You just keep trying and hope for the best, and eventually God's going to give you miracles, and guess what? God's given me all kinds of miracles.
Fighting poverty is an enormous undertaking, but Schrader says giving up just isn't an option. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jessica Lilly in McDowell County.